We have excluded agricultural-specific application language and move ahead to more relevant language. These sites include lawns, perimeter treatments around structures, and more. For structural pesticide applicators, do not apply this product while bees are foraging. Do not apply this product to plants that are flowering. Only apply after all flower petals have fallen off. Several questions were raised from these three short sentences, and the EPA has responded. First off, the word bees refers to both honeybees and native bees that forage for pollen or nectar. The next clarification is that this statement only applies to foliar applications, so it excludes trunk, bark, and soil-drenched treatments. The last sentence says that foliar applications can only be made after all flower petals have fallen off. This leaves pre-bloom applications and those made after flowering is complete as time windows in which it is permissible to make treatments. The bottom line is that applications to flowering plants and plants on which bees are foraging are prohibited. However, it does not apply to adjacent areas and plants out of the treatment area that bees are not foraging on. Something to be aware of when you are out making treatments is the presence of cryptic blooms, which may belong to plants that don't have readily apparent flowers on them, much less blooming ones. It is worthwhile to study common landscape plants in your area to familiarize yourself with common flowering plants so you don't inadvertently apply insecticides to plants whose blooms are not obvious.